It's the Rosh, Nosek of Gimel, said, I'll yet see the Reef Maher. Yisrachek min ha-shvu'ois min ha-nadorim, ki ba'oven ha-nadorim bonim mesim. So he's stressing that it's Mokesh Mavis, like he said at the beginning, the person should stay away from Mokesh Mavis. So obviously, shvu'os and nadorim are clearly Mokesh Mavis, because you see that the Chazal tied up, ki ba'oven ha-nadorim bonim mesim. So a person should be Yisrachek min ha-shvu'os min ha-nadorim. He spoke about Shus Nadorim earlier. He spoke about Kass before. Back in those Zion Ches, he said she Zormi Mishal Hanadorim. He spoke about that there before. We spoke about that. That was, I think, 4 years ago, if I recall correctly. He spoke about that. So for those of you who remember, I'm not going to repeat it. I want one Nakuda about just thinking about this Nakuda of Shus Nadorim. Just. There's a Ran in the third parak in Shavuos that he's mazed with the concept of Hataras Nadorim, that Hataras Shavuos, how does it work? You're based on the concept of called to Adam B'Shua. Pasuk says, I mean, that's him, it's not Pasha Taisha to Pasuk, but Chazal Taisha is a Musik of Ha'adam B'Shua. You need the whole person in the Shavua. And Hatat Nadorim is based, Beaker is based on Dini Pesach. A Pesach means a person. Interesting point in halacha, by the way, some most of you know, but halachically, a person wants to sit in the bezdin of Haras Adorim, he has to know halachically the difference between a Pesach and a Charata. He doesn't know the difference between a Pesach and a Charata. Shulchan Aruch says he should not sit in the bezdin of Haras Adorim. Haras Adorim Erev Rosh Hashanah, maybe you can be more lenient on, but hopefully, I hope you can, otherwise we're in trouble. But in general, a person would sit in a real Haras Adorim, he should be the difference between Pesach and a Charata. So Pesach is a person makes a neder, and then situation X develops, which had he been aware of it, the Tachila, he never would have made the neder. So it means the neder should have been broader based, and now he realized that it's not as broad as based as he thought it was going to be, so that's a valid Hatorah. Charata, there's no specific situation which develops, which said that the neder didn't apply to that situation. The person has Charata. Right? But a Pesach is a much more... The more as a machloek is whether you put some charata, whether you can be matzah based on charata alone. The Pesach is a chasar in a neder. What's a chasar in the neder? I made a neder, and now I realize that in situation X, I don't want the neder anymore. What's the chasar in the neder? So the Ran says there's a concept of adam b'shul. You need the gatz to mention the shul. And if the person, how do you realize the situation is going to develop? You're not have made the neder. So it means the betz and the gatz mention didn't make the shul. So that's a sibus to be mat. That's betzim. It's betzim. It's a sword on the neder of the chachiva. You're mat to the neder. So the Ran, you know, so this is not halacha. This is Moshe Seder, right? So the definition of adam is das. Right? If you're felt in that person's awareness of the reality of what he's doing, it's not really the ganz mensch is doing it. It's a behemoth doing it. And the Dormer is a kayach of a ben Adam, a ben Yisrael, to make a netter. And here the person didn't use his ganz understanding to make that netter. Because had he thought about the possibility, Noila doesn't, something which is extraordinary to happen, is not a valid Pesach. You're talking about things which are generally would happen, they're normal to happen. A person should have thought about the implications of what he's doing, and he didn't think about the implications of what he's doing. So that's not an Adam. That's felt an Adam. That's not Adam Bishua. That the ganz mensch isn't in the Shavua, so the kayach of Hataras Adorim, the power of Shavua is meveya from the depths of the kayach of a person with his true understanding of reality to say that this is going to be X, this is going to be Y. It's tremendous kayach, and he's poil dinima with his deeper. In the dorm, it's poil dinik kedusha, there's a din of me'ila b'kanomis, there's a tremendous kayach which are nifal through a kayach of when the person takes his being, the true mouse of an Adam, and makes an editor, he makes a Shavua. So maybe the Hemshech or the Rosh, at least maybe the Kudu, said, I hate to leave Maher. Because the point was saying that a person has to have a tremendous thought process before he goes out the Riv. Not saying, the Riv is something which is valuable, that's correct at a certain point in time. Right? But you don't do it. That a person could say that he really is being poiled properly. Oh, his Gantz Adas, the way he's supposed to when he makes a Never, he makes a Shua. That's something which a person should be misrachik. Keep up open on the door and body mason. You know, maybe again, it's most said. So it's you know, right? Rashi says in Parshas Noach that the same shall tzaddikim is my same atoyim. El Tolos Noach Yisad. that our tefillah that we leave with is that as the kayach of a ben adam to pile something. That's our product. A person makes a netter, and the netter is not done properly. Means he, and therefore later on he's nichshol in it. He used the tremendous kayach of adam, which the gadlus of adam, and he reduced himself to not functioning like that, as an adam is supposed to function. Because the definition of Adam is that kayach of das, which is in the person. The Adam Yeshua is felt in him. So your telodis was not proper. What the Adam was supposed to produce in this world is not functioning properly. Bani Mason. So the Hemshech is to that Nakud of Reev, where we require a tremendous amount of forethought and foresight and understanding. The nakuda we stay away from shavuos in the dorm is that nakuda that we're recognizing that there's going to be a situation which we can't necessarily think of beforehand, and we should stay away from it because we have the foresight or the understanding to address that issue, which we should when we make an eder or shavuos. So how can you go out on the riv? How can you go out on the riv when you're saying up front, I don't know that I can address all situations, so I'm going to make the decision to go out the riv. I get to the riv in my hair. Okay.